In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe. Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring Fruity Tutti Sorbet and Mint and Soya Sorbet.
Hi everyone, it's summer, yeah. We're gonna make something nice for someone. Some sorbet. Very quick sorbet. Very quick and simple. Good dessert or good snack. Sounds professional. Almost. Now you buy whatever fruits you know in season. In summer we have lots and lots of fruits. But in winter you could also have it from frozen, eh? Like you can buy it. A lot of fruits, and you can shell them, chop them into pieces, or just let them whole like that, and put them in a Ziploc or container, and you can store them in deep freeze. And then summer you can take them out and use them as fresh. And some of them are not existing at all in winter, so that would be very nice, yeah. Almost as fresh, and it's cheaper when you buy them and store them like that in the deep freeze and use it whenever you want. Okay. Now let's start. I have some kiwi. Yes, apple and banana. Banana. Can you see the banana? Orange, some grapes, kiwi on melon and watermelon. We can have more than that. We have strawberry and. We have all kind of those blackberries, raspberries, redberries. They are very, very good for making sorbet and also very nutritious, full of vitamins. And summer, they have lots of them everywhere. It's good to eat fresh also, and it's good to make sorbet. So after a hot meal, you can eat this refreshing sorbet, which is cool, yeah, and refreshing. Instead of going out to buy, sometimes you cannot buy, you make it yourself. Yeah. And it's even better and cheaper. I'll show you how. This is, you know, homemade sorbet. Okay, you make whatever sorbet you like according to what fruit available. Yeah. And I have here some of the blueberry and grape. So I'm going to cut them into very small pieces. You can put them in blender, it's quicker also, yeah? And if you don't have a blender, you chop them as fine as you want. And then you can deep freeze them. And after
2 hours
or so, you can take them out and eat a sorbet already. Chunky sorbet. And if you want smooth sorbet, then you put them in the blender, all right? For the blueberry, because they're small, you don't even have to chop them. You can just leave them as this, yeah. And you can either halve the grape or cut them into smaller pieces, as small as you want. Something like this. And the blueberry, you can chop them. Or you can leave them as whole, because they're small anyway, yeah? Okay, I have chopped some of the grapes. You can use green grapes, even better color. And take the seed away as far as you can. If not, you can eat the seed. They're very cleansing, good for cleansing the internal organs, yes? Intestines. Okay, you mix them together with the blueberry. You have a sweet tooth. You can put a little bit more sugar in it if you want, but otherwise it's good as this. You can put syrup or cream afterward, whipped cream. A mixed one. This is grapes and blueberry. Yeah, I'm going to pop it in the deep freeze now, the deep freeze compartment that you have in your refrigerator. And after 2 hours, you can eat already. Okay? You can either put more sugar or not, because they are already very sweet. So it depends on you. And you can put whipped cream on top. Yeah, together. There's a mixture which is nice. You can mix apple and strawberries, banana and orange, and put in the blender, mix them together and make a very, very tasty sorbet. I'm going to share the banana now and the orange. Now we can blend them together. The rule of thumb is half-half, yeah? Or a little bit more or less, doesn't matter. You know what's excellent for sorbet? Mango. Also very nice. Mango, papaya. Actually, most of the fruit you can make sorbet, yeah? That will all taste nice. Especially in summer when it's hot and you have the icy taste on your tongues. Wow, that will cool the whole body. And it's fun to make. You can make it with your children. And in this way, they will eat fruit for sure. You can put some decoration on top of it, on top of the sorbet, make it nice. You make it with your children, then we eat the fruit even more. And mostly your refrigerator will have a deep freeze compartment anyway, yeah? And you can just pop it in, save some space for it. Make enough for you to eat one day, or you make a lot and save it for any day you want. It's fun. It's fun to make it with the children. Or for yourself, your friend. You cut the orange to see if any seed, huh? Any pulp. In case you don't like the pulp. Otherwise the pulp tastes very nice. Give a little kick for the flavor. So I have one banana and one orange, just fine. Normal orange. We're going to pop in the blender now. Actually, I put two banana and two orange in there because my family, you know, bigger. And then you put a little bit of soy milk in it, yeah? And a little sugar, if you want. You can put a little sugar, you know, like 1 tablespoon. It depends on how sweet you want. And you blend it. Like a half of a mug of soy milk. There. It's done. So quick. 2 seconds. And then you pour it into any cup you want. Okay. Once it's done, you can either pour it into one container, big like this, or smaller container. A smaller bowl, yeah, a bigger bowl. And then for decorative reason, you can use fancy bowl. Or if not, you know, those pudding that you buy, you eat sometimes, a fruit mixture or yogurt, you can save the container. And then you pour the mixture in there to put it in the deep freeze. Let's try that, huh? You see, I blend it only for 2 seconds because I like it a little bit chunky. But if you want it smoother, you blend a little longer, okay? Check the texture the way you want it. Okay, we put it in this small yogurt container that I saved for this purpose. They're plastic. You don't have to throw them away. You can use them for anything. You can use it to make sorbet. You can use it to make ice cream. You can use it to make cold pudding. You can use it to make ice cubes. Okay, for summer. Before you throw something away, make sure you can recycle it. If you can use it, then you save it. You don't have to always go and buy things. Small cups. This one you can use all the time. Until, you know, they're not usable anymore. Then you can throw away. Save a lot of money and energy. Protect the earth. I made 6 little cups like this. And the rest, you can still drink it like a smoothie. I still have 1 cup full of it. This you can drink as a smoothie as well, fresh and quick. Or you can put it in the fridge and drink later. Or you can also freeze it as sorbet. Now we can make some chopped pear and kiwi. Yeah. And apple. Yeah, kiwi apple. You can use 2 kiwi, ripe and sweet. Yeah. And some apple. And a pear, a soft one. Hmm? You can shell the pear, skin it or not. It doesn't matter. I just don't have much time, so I don't shell it. I don't skin the pear. I just cut it in small pieces. Bite size, or smaller even. Ah, oh, this is really appetizing stuff. Make your mouth watering, huh? Especially when you're making it yourself. Don't forget to engage your children. If you want them to eat more fruit and vegetable, you engage them in cooking. Washing, chopping. Well, chopping. It depends on how old your children are, eh? But engaging them, you know, make them pick in vegetable, ask them their opinion, mix them together. Working with them, make them feel more a sense of coordinating, you know, that they are in charge, that they are responsible for what they're eating, and that make them eat more the things that you want them to eat, especially fruit and vegetable. They're good for them, you know that. Even my dogs and my birds, they love fruit very much. I just chop some pear in there, and now I chop some of the apple. Put them all together. The best would be that you mix all different kind of colors together. Just make it look nice and appetizing. if you can, find the color that you want. Sometimes you cannot. So we have what we have. You know, in summer we have all kind of fruit in our garden, but I ate them all. By the time I got the time to go do something, it's almost gone. I hope they can find one or two for me left over from the garden, if we're lucky. If not, it's okay. The main thing is you know what to do, and you can choose any fruit you like. So we have here a couple of kiwi. Take the skin off. Wow, this is a very nice and white kiwi. Soft and sweet, just right. Like everybody else. And now we also add some honey melon, okay? Yeah. For the color. Okay, the melon you take off the inner part of it, the seed and all that. And you can either put it in the blender, take the pot inside, the seed of the melon, take it away. If you like the seed of the melon, you can also leave it, and when you put it in the blender, it will be okay too. Melon seed also very nutritious anyway, yeah? But for the chunky sorbet, you just take the inner part and cut it into small size, bite size, and then mix together with other fruit. It's delicious for color and also for different choices. Then, wow. Most kind of fruit you can blend, can put it in the blender and make it smooth. Sorbet. Chop it like this and make it chunky sorbet, instant sorbet, like in
2 hours.
Yeah, you can already take it out and it will be already very fresh, yeah, frozen, but not too hard. It will be very soft and nice, icy, cool, and taste delicious. The children will love it. Now instead of ice cream, we sometimes have eggs and all that, yeah, and dairy in it. You don't want dairy product. So you can make this kind of sorbet for your children. Very simple, easy, delicious. Sorry we don't have cherry because it's all gone from my trees. I put it in the deep freeze now. Yeah, see how nice it looks even from the under there already. Yeah, when the children see the color, they will love it. It's very simple, really. Chop like that, and then you put them in the deep freeze. And then you are going to have a nice fruity tutti sorbet. Chop, chunky sorbet. Now we have some watermelon. Just cut one piece. And take the skin off. Just use the inner part. Okay, good. If the melon is not sweet enough, of course, you can always add sugar. Any sweetening syrup. Fruit syrup, even maple syrup. I've never tried it. But we can do that, of course. Okay, we chop it a little bit, small. You can take the seed off, yeah? Or not. Yeah. The seed also nutritious. Yeah. Now we put it in the blender. Or you can use it as adjunct sorbet, as every other fruit that I just shown you. Have to put a little water, otherwise it doesn't run. Very little, okay? Like half a teacup. See if it works. Yeah. There it works. Wonderful. Okay, it's done. Now I think we add a little sweetening because we have water, so it's not going to be sweet enough. Just maybe 1 tablespoon. Then dip it. Done. See? Even 1 second. Doesn't use much electricity. You can put in those, you know, cup that you save from pudding. We're gonna put this in the deep freeze, like other fruit that we have made, okay? You can use some glass, a small cup, so you can use the pudding cup that we saved previously. Okay, we're going to make a little special sorbet without fruit. You put like 1 cup or 1 mug of soya milk. Okay, or as much as you want, but here, 1 mug. Coffee milk into the blender. 3 tablespoons of sugar, brown sugar. 1, 2, 3, or less, yeah? Not more. And then a handful of peppermint already washed in salty water. By the way, even the fruit, you should wash them in salty water to clean away all the bad elements, toxin or maybe insecticide, anything that could be harmful to your health. Wash vegetable and fruit in salty water. Soak them 3 to 5 minutes. It's always good. Whether you eat it raw or you will cook them, you should always soak them first in salty water and then rinse them with clean water for 2-3 times. Now, slow and quick, just a couple of seconds. That's enough, okay? You don't want to liquefy the peppermint. It will taste better if it has a little bit of junk of peppermint in it. And then you pour it into any cup or container or, you know, mold that you like, and put it in the fridge also. If you want to drink it as a smoothie, then you put it in the refrigerator for coolness. If you want to make like sorbet together with those, without fruit, you can also add a little fruity taste into this soya mint, or you can just leave it as is. Just mint, soya milk, sweetening, and in the deep freeze. Okay, now so all the fruity tutti is already in the deep freeze. We're waiting for 2 hours. You check it out with your freeze, okay? Some deep freeze, freeze it quicker, some less, yeah. You see the texture, if it's right for you, if it look like salt-based substance, texture, then it's fine. We're waiting, and then we'll take them out, see how they look like. One more thing, which is not as good, but if you couldn't find the fruit that you want, or you're short of time, you can buy those fruit ready-made in the supermarket. They made it like pudding, like the like fruit sauce, like apple fruit sauce, or any kind of berry sauce. They put them in a small container, like I have shown you, And then you can also deep freeze them. And then you have instant sorbet. Yeah? But of course, it's not as good as fresh. It's not as good as you made it yourself. But it will do. It will taste good.
Okay. Here is how it comes out. Yeah? Your quickie sorbet and chunky sorbet. They're just out from the deep freeze, and then it's going to be very, very delicious. I have another tray here. You remember what we made, yeah? Okay. All that is here now. Okay, I'm going to invite the people in my house. You can watch. Feeling very unlucky that you're not here. And then you can make it yourself. Wow. So this is the summer feast that I have prepared. Some pure fruit, sorbet. After you put in the fridge for 2 hours, more or less, and you bring them out, they will look like this. Aren't they beautiful, hey?
Very nice.
Yeah?
Yes.
Nice. Aren't they delicious?
Oh, looks good.
Yes.
Look cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, I want to introduce to you. This one is a watermelon, okay? In case you like, then you know what you like. This one is like a strawberry and apple. This one, banana and orange, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is blueberry and grapes, of course. They're all frozen now, yeah? And all these fruits are like melon, kiwi, apple, pear, yeah? Okay. This is soya mint, and this is the same substance. Okay, enjoy. Pick.
Thank you.
Pick what you like.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You're
so
very
much.
Welcome. And afterward, you have to drink water, okay?
Yes.
A little bit, yes.
Thank you.
Enjoy and tell me if it's good.
Mmm. Mmm. Very nice.
Yes?
It's very refreshing.
Yeah.
Watermelon.
Yeah.
Of course, it's summer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a homemade sorbet. Yeah? Yeah.
Wow.
If you want it soft, then you leave it in less. If you want it a little more solid, then you leave it in longer. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the dogs will enjoy. I made enough for everybody. Yeah? And you see, this look like fruit there, but like I call them chunky sorbet because they're also frozen.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Just nicely, like ice cream texture, you know?
Yes.
It's not hard like ice. So you still can bite it and enjoy it. Okay, is it good?
Yes, it is.
Cool, huh?
Yes.
Really?
Really.
Wonderful. Okay. Did you guys put some of the mint leaves into your fruit?
Yes.
Yes.
A chunky sorbet?
Yeah.
Yes.
You put mint? Does it taste nice? Yeah. Crush the mint. The smaller the crust, the better. And then you don't even have to eat the mint. It's just the flavor will enhance your sorbet. Yeah?
Mm.
Nice, no?
Yes. Nice.
Telling you. I know everything. Yeah. Good, huh? Yeah. Even the chunky sorbet, nice, no?
Yes.
Yeah, sorbet is always nice in summer, yeah? Yeah, and it's nice, yes. And like this, you don't even need to eat anymore, you know? The fruits is even make you full also.
Yes.
But of course you can eat, don't worry. I'm I'm just scaring you for fun.
Yeah. Finish, yeah? Come on, okay. Good. I don't want no more of it. Okay. Yeah. 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 Not licking me, man. Yeah, I pick it up. Look. This will be, blueberry. Finish. Johnny, you didn't want it now. Finish.
No more. After.
Thank you for your company today for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai on Between Master and Disciples. Stay tuned for Good People, Good Works coming up right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. Blessed be your noble love for all God's creations.